Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 16th of April. The US trade war against the world continues to occupy investor attention. Yesterday's series of skirmishes involved China banning Boeing planes as imports. US President Trump asked somewhat plaintively for China to give him a call, and then imposed permanent restrictions on Nvidia selling microchips to China. The EU and the US met, with leaks from that meeting suggesting that there was little clarity as to what the US hoped to achieve in trade negotiations. This is not, perhaps, surprising. The EU is negotiating with US Commerce Secretary Lutnick, and if the US government system tends towards the model of an imperial presidency, Lutnick lacks legitimacy. In such a model, Lutnick does not make the decisions, and indeed may not know the thinking of the person who does make the decisions. All of this means that economic nationalism and trade tensions are alive and well. Economic nationalism will not be just about trade balances. It is also likely to include capital flows. The dollar has been weakening somewhat overnight, though not dramatically. Today, the US publishes the TICS data on international capital flows. This data precedes the real tensions in financial markets, and it's also very important to recognize that it misses a lot of international capital flow. An Asian sovereign wealth fund holding money in a West Coast bond fund manager would be classed as a domestic US purchase of treasury bonds, when in fact the ultimate control of the money lies elsewhere. Amidst all of the trade tensions, one point does seem to be emerging. Politicians, at least in some countries, think that trade is a lot more important than it actually is in economic terms. To be clear, trade is economically important and economically beneficial. But the United States imported only 11% of its economy last year. Around 60% of the price of any imported finished consumer good is paid to domestic workers. Consumers see a made-in-China product on the shelf of their store and assume that all of the price that they pay goes to China. A product made in China represents the work of many countries. On top of that, they are layers of domestic value added. And then the goods are a relatively small part of a developed economy. Governments will want to maintain the global free trade environment, but free trade cannot come at any price. China's GDP in the first quarter was reported at 5.4% year over year. To the extent that markets believe these numbers, investors are not likely to react. There is at least some evidence of larger US companies scrambling to stockpile goods and components before they were hit by the Trump trade taxes, and this will have flattered the first quarter Chinese data. Events since then rather overrule economic history. US retail sales data for March are also due today. There may be some consumer front-loading of purchases ahead of tariffs, especially for Democrat-leaning consumers, but this does seem largely to have happened earlier in the year. The UK's consumer price inflation data for March was all just slightly lower than had been anticipated. It's not a huge shock. The consensus was only just tilted towards a higher number, but it does underscore that the underlying inflation pressures in the UK still look pretty benign. Certainly, there's little to deter the Bank of England from reducing rates further. Of course, the very weird way the UK calculates electricity pricing will add to inflation in the second quarter, but then probably subtract further from inflation later in the year. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.